Monday night, or L'chaf Tammuz. Minchas Chinuch Shir. We're in Mitzvah Chavav, the Lav. And Minchas Chinuch's been discussing various aspects of the Lav. He's been going into other Surim of Avodah Zarah, which he'll discuss at length when he gets to them Gufa. We're up to what we have as Yud Dalid, a few lines before what's also Dalid. Yeah, so just a few lines before that. Ulinyan Shuvah. Okay, what about that? Mamar Aveira Sheish Bakaris of Mizu Bezdin. You have the usual, you know, it's called the four levels of how to get Kapara. So if you're doing Aveira Sheish Bakaris of Mizu Bezdin, Mabur Biyumada Pevavam and Aleph, Rambam Parakalav and Shuvah Vachadalid, the Shuvah of Yom Kippurim. Oh, thank you very much. The Shuvah of Yom Kippurim Chtolin. The Yisurin Mamarkin. Achamover Halavin Avodah Zarah B'Mokom She'eino Nesh. It's just Asur. You're going Gibbos and Nishuk and that kind of stuff. You know, Kishar Lavin Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, meaning Tshuva and Yom Kippur. That's a regular Lav. An Aseh is just Tshuva, and Lav is Tshuva and Yom Kippur. And then the chorus of Mrs. Bezdin is Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin. And Chilul Hashem needs Misa. And all that is Ben Adam LaMokom and Ben Adam LaChavero. You're in hot water unless you get Mechila. So here he's just saying that there are aspects to the essentially you'd be over probably this lav of Avodah Zarah, but if you do it in a way that there's no Mises Bezdin and no chorus, keep of Anishuk, Mechabdo, the fun of sweeping, being Mechabedin. So, Achevsha, but it's possible the lav in Avodah Zarah Chamiri, he considers that there's a special Chumrah to lav in Avodah Zarah, even the Arig Val Yavar Lahar Beishito Safilu Ala Lav in Shein Behem Kares. It's called a Bizrayu, right? Offshoots. So even the lavim which have no chorus of Mrs. Bezdin, like Gibuf, Manishuk, Chabdul Lefonov, and that, are you heard Val Yavar? So it's quite chomor. So in Kain Esher, the Chamiri Lehin Shuva, so very possibly they have this Chumra too, and Mamela, you need Yisurin too. Mitzvah Hashem before the come on Hilchus Shuvah. I don't know. Okay, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalit.
Yarbi Avor is the Fayetzi. To be Yarbi Avor is
the it's Machlekes Tanoim in the Gemara. But we paskin that the what you're calling the big three is even not the Fayetzi.
No, but the everything but for Hesir,
not necessarily. Only if it's Lahavar al Adas. If it's Gedavka Shasak Zera, that they want you to not act Jewish. Okay, Tezlov, which is also Dalit. The Zosa Mitzvah. So what does the Chinuch say? This is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. That B'nei Noach on its Tavein, those are the words of the Chinuch. But that's Bechlolius, but there's certainly Chilukim, even when you get down to a particular mitzvah. First of all, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are all general categories. If you would break down the Sheva Mitzvahs into Lavim, the way Jews have Lavim, you'd probably end up around 100 mitzvahs. Like a very deceptive number, 7. They have 7, we have 613, because they have Arayas. But then you break it down, there's let's say 10 arayas they have. They have to set up a Sanhedrin. You start breaking down because all the lavim in Sanhedrin not to take shoychad and not to be matir mishpat and not to be unfair and to judge right. So you end up with 20 there, like Hulu, you know, you end up. Okay, so some are not like that. Eva Menachai is one. Birkas Hashem is one. But then you have Avodah Zarah. It's like a whole lot, you know. So the shaila is, the svarim, I mean, what yeah and what not. Not every lav that is kashur to avodah zarah by in the Torah is a goy mitzvah in. So, what?
Where is it from? What's the source of Shavim saying? No, where did they get it from?
Noach.
I know it's not like a dumb thing.
Well, I don't know what you mean. You want to know which the Rav just said? Where would you learn about it?
Like where would
it be? Or Sanhedrin. You will learn the 6th, 7th, 8th parak. I forgot which parak exactly.
But okay.
You want to know? I have 3 or 4 svarim in my office about mitzvahs b'nei Noach.
Well, I'm just saying Sanhedrin is Torah about Pah, but it's from before Har Sinai. So I'm just wondering.
I'm not following.
What's the source? What's the source?
The source of Pesukim by Noach.
Pesukim.
In the Chumash?
Yeah,
that's
by
from
Noach.
Sinai,
what?
That's from Mount Sinai.
It was the whole Torah was given at Har Sinai, starting from Bereishis Bara. That's another din. Don't be focused on that din. That the Goyim have to do Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach if they want to do it properly. The Rambam says they have to do it because it was revealed to Moshe at Har Sinai, together with the whole Torah. But don't focus on that. Don't make that the main thing. You want to know about the Shabbat of B'nai Noach? There's a Sukkis and Sanhedrin, and I have 3 or 4 svarim in my office. I can lend them to you. One of them is 300-400 pages long. But it's Torah. It's like everything in Torah. So you want to really get into it, you can learn. I'm just talking. Just general knowledge. Be aware that the number 7 vis-a-vis 613 is deceptive. Because they're more like 7 broad categories. So by some mitzvahs, they tackle only one lot. Eva Menachai, you know, or Ritzicha, you know. But you say something like setting up Batei Din, or Arayas, so by us, that's like 30-40 right there. So they also have those 30-40. Okay. But here the Chinuch is going the other way, that they have this mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, but there are nuances of differences. The details are different between Yidden and Bnei Noach. I'm reading from the Chinuch now. Okay, and he says one of the chilukim is a Yid always needs hasra, an edim. Goyim don't need hasra. Okay, I don't know if let's see what he does with this in the chinuch. Maybe he does. Maybe this is where he goes into the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There's also a mitzvah v'chulu ben achilukim who didn't elu these chilukim between b'nei Noach and Yidden. So the chinuch so far we read over 2. Whether you need hasra and edim, mevuarim b'sanhedrin perek arba misos dafin zayinam and beis, Rambam hilchos melachim perek tes and perek yud. Okay, see, it was so perek tes because of a Rambam below hasra. Ubetchilas perek yud because of the benoach sheshogag ba'achas mimitzvosov is potur. Now, the Gemara always equates being killed, getting the death penalty without Hasra. The Gemara implies that that's like saying you get the death penalty b'shogeg. Because without Hasra, maybe the guy was a shogeg. But it's not clear if you knew for sure he was a shogeg if he gets me. That doesn't really resonate well, that if someone is taka a shogeg, you should get Misa. So let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says. So in the Rambam, it's sort of considered a stira. He's going to talk about it in a second, because in Sof Perek Tes he says that Noach does not need a straw, and in Perek Yud he says if he's a shogeg he's potter. And Lechora, those two don't really stim, unless you could say, okay, Vayim Lechem Mishnah Shekasav Avde Nerik below Hasra. You would say that if we kill him without giving him Asra, we're ready to kill him. I'll say even if he might be a shogeg. Mikomakom Silver Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam, this is the Lechem Mishnah talking. Tehi Dasra Loboi, Mikomakom Sora Shenelish, and Asa Dabu Bimazin. There's two dinners. One dinner is like a year of very makbid on Asra. If you give Asra and it's over the Aveira, Ba'achar Kedei Dibur of the Asra, 5 seconds after the Asra, you can't give a guy an onesh. The guy has to be over the lad, toch the dibur ad hasra. In the words of Rashi of the Gemara, he could say he forgot the hasra. Okay, how bad is his memory? The point is, it has to be, the way I understand it, that it has to be like in flagrant violation. So you're being master of him, you're going to be punished, it's also, and he like, he's rebellious, he goes ahead like as you're giving him a straw and he goes ahead and does it anyway. That's how I understand that straw has to be touched the deeper of the Aveira. Although the lashon is, he could say he forgot. I have to admit. I always felt it meant like the edge of the in your face is not there anymore. Akaponim.
So why does the Gemara say Lahavki Ben Shogig and Mezis? Like, what are you upset?
There's different Gemaras. Let's see. So the Lechemishna says right away. Lechemishna says you don't need Asra, but you have to know it's Mezis. Can't give a guy Misa if he might be a Shogig.
However,
but the Chinuch writes, the ain't Tzrich and Hasra, Lefisha ain't Chilik ben Shogig Lemezit, which makes it sound like he gets Misa for a Shogig. Ubemis not to Midas or Rambam.
Oops.
Yeah, the Chinuch goes away from the Rambam here.
Yeah, I made a big mark, right? The Rav told us there's only like
in
two places.
Counting of mitzvahs, I said it.
Counting
of mitzvahs, not every crowd. After Kosov the Insor Chasrov, the Rambam, even though he writes Insor Chasrov, he called him Kosov the Shogig Potter. Mazin Insor Chasrov, the Sorachian. But he doesn't explain, like, are you really giving him, he doesn't go into it here, are you really going to give him Misa if he's really a Shogig? Kama shekosav rabba mechaber dein tzrichen hasra. Kama inyan edim yesh chilek. The Yisrael tzorech edim, and they have to give the hasra. Ubenoach nerek be'ed echad v'dayan echad. Yibhur b'san edim v'rambam shom. V'gam al pi korov. Ach lo al pi isha. Uh-oh. V'gam lo todin isha lahem. Uh-oh. Chosim of Ur Shem B'Shas, Rambam say Perek Tes. Okay, he doesn't go into it here. He doesn't go into Shoyge again.
So even though they have the Goyim have the same din, the Jews, like whatever, not the Buddha,
well,
Buddha, but
he has all these differences.
Yeah.
You'll kill him on Pi Eid Echad. You'll kill him on Pi Dayan Echad.
A Yid
needs a Bezin of 23. Guy is one judge, one witness. We're going to see soon. You kill him by his own admission. If he admits he did the Averi, you kill him. By a Yid, you don't. That's the only thing I'm not sure about Hasra. He doesn't need Hasra, that's for sure. That's really a Lashon HaGemara. Like, so to what degree does it... He doesn't talk about it. Like, does it really mean... The guy doesn't clap to say that if he's a true Shogig, you give him Misa.
Actually, much more mustaver to say that
it's just
like the Rav said, it's a
kula
that you don't do without
Hashem.
But if you know it's
mazes,
really,
yeah. But he's saying, but the chinuch says, really, the chinuch, as Rabbi Yeshua here said, the chinuch really is a Gemara. So it's not so clear to what degree you give a guy Misa if he's really a shoyger, according to the chinuch. According to the Rambam, he says, "Before you know." Not needing hasra is not the same as saying you kill him even if it's b'shoyger. Right, that's the question. Does he really mean that literally a real shogeg you give me so far? Is that? I don't know what's in it. I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up in my swarm there. I'm sure they talk about it. Hey, Tezayan. Chen Yishaibu, based on their own admission. Didn't say Chida Sharava Machaba Midaita Herachava. Whoa. Chachinuch is saying that there's no makor to what the Chinuch says. Chinuch made it, he holds like that. That by his own admission. So at the bottom here they struggle, they try to bring makoros to the Chinuch. But Matsosi Bishas, Loi Baramba. The Benoyach is chayav midas atzma. Ach divi rabba machaba nechayinim betamo. They're really pretty logical. The chivin dehodein in emin al atzmo. Mavur besonedin af tesim and beiz. Ayin sugi de poloni rufani. Dodim korveis al atzmo. Emkein apsul is mitam korov. Vagam Yisrael amu ba'atzmo meyid. So that's strike two. He's a Korob and he's an Eid Echad.
What?
It's not so clear. Many Rishonim hold that the reason for that is because of Adam Korob Eid Salatzmo. That the reason for the Mason Masim Rasha is because of Adam Korob Eid Salatzmo. And he's just an Eid Echad. So Enochlam is an Eidechad, but he can't be Mitzarev with another Eid, because he's also a Korov. Avol b'ben Noach and Nereg b'Eidechad. Okay. And also Val Pi Korov. He's saying it's very logical what the Chinuch says. When you think of the reasons why Yid is not Nemon, they're at small, so those reasons don't apply. Rather, the famous Rambam that says the reason you don't punish a guy out of the Atzmo is because you're afraid he's suicidal and he just wants to get killed. So I see on the bottom they speak it out. What about according to that Rambam? You can say that by a guy too. So he's saying,
I don't care that much, but
well, it's sort of say that. It's only because of the Tzilu Ha'eda. You only have a Tzilu Ha'eda by a Yid, you won't have it by a Goy. Al-Kain Divi Arava Machaber Borami Leilu, he says. Very, very clear. The Nereg Al-Pi Atzmo.
That went on Al-Kain, Al-Kain above. But that line went, Al Kain Divi Arav Mechaber.
Okay, therefore, Boru Milayu.
Yeah, because of the stuff you just said above.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Nereg Al Piyatzu, Ki Nereg Al Pikorv, Al Piyat Echad. So it follows. Ach, Das Arrived. Shapirish of the Sugya, Al Atzoin of Gedder Eidus, the Riven and Makis learns in the Sugya there that when a person talks about something he did, it's worse than a Karol. It's like more fundamentally, it's not testimony. It's not Eidus, it's not Eidus, that's the long. Not Eidus, it's not testimony. He's talking about something he did.
It's a memoir.
Testimony is when you talk about somebody else, something else. Not when you're the party, not when you're the Maldover. It's not a chefs of testimony, it's like a taina, basically. You can be moide yichayev, you can be moide yipotur, you can taina yipotur, you can be moide yichayev. But it's not going to be called testimony. It's in English, we get confused because they say, we now call to testify, and they call up the Baldover. But the Ravids, according to the Ravids, so according to us, it's a testimony of a Korach. But according to Raivin, it's even worse. It's not testimony b'chlal. That's what I'm saying. If anything, it's the taina. He's the baldover. So he says, but according to the Raivin Taka, the last way to together Eidus, Ayin Rosh Makis, the Turcha Shemishma Simon Lamedalin, and that's why the Loshayach Eidus Shabbat Lamitzosa, you don't say Eidus Shabbat Lamitzosa, but Lakula Rak Bekrazim, Avaloy Al Atzmoy, Shayna Begeder Eidus. So ironically, you don't say Eidus Shabbat Lamitzosa, but Lakula.
The rest of his Eidus is good.
Right, because it's Eidus.
It's
not Eidus, yeah. But Zorah Matikin Barishayna Bachrainan, this is the raid. Ten al kaponim, given the alfinim kam be gemara das sanhedrin in zayin amid beis. Al kaponim sorech aid that the guy needs an aid, need echad, but he still needs a witness. Ken eshad given the huain of together aid is alasmo, is a makai me dover akosu medaber. That's where the Raivin derives it from. That's how he learns in the gemara that. It says on Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. They're Makayim what happened. But not the Oisei Dover. That's the Gemara's Limud. Makayim Eid Dover, but Oisei Dover. Ayin Shom, Im Kain Efshad, the Ainun Erek Al Piyatzmo. Maybe according to the right, but you wouldn't be killed Al Piyatzmo. He was the Ainu Eid Klau. Lo Mach Maskarov. Okay? So maybe, very possibly, according to the Ravid, this din of the chinuch that he said was poshut, that really made a lot of sense, but very possibly, according to the Ravid, it's not true. V'gam kosher li, afilu imnomar, now I'm a little backtracking here. Afilu imnomar dardo asasso machmos kurva, v'gam ibn einoach korov nemon, mikomukom havalei lo arava machaba lechalek, to Davka ben Noach Zohar Nerag Bodo Asatzmo, because that's an Eidus. But remember, we said a woman can't testify. So if a woman admits to doing something wrong, the Chaschinuch is saying, wait a second, according to my reasoning that the Hoido obliges Eidus, you don't know like the rises. So I said, Hoido obliges Eidus, and except it's a Korov. But a car is not a problem by a guy. Saying, but a woman, I mean, so the chinuch should have told us that if a woman admits it, then she doesn't get killed. Because she can't be an aid. Davka benoch zohar nerek b'do asatzmo, avol isha bas noach loma teorek b'hodo aso. Ma'ein isha namenes lohem. Right? Ayin shom b'shal sanhedrin. The Rambam Paraktes Malacha Malacha Yudalit. Ilu Oyel on the way is a limud Benoach Nemon Oydo Asatzmo. If there would be a limud, not just what I said, a svara, because he's only a Korol, and a Korol is Nemon, but then what about an Isha? She can't say Eidus, even to a guy. But if there would be a Pasuk, a limud by Isaac Abisha Nemenis. I ain't so Isaac Chayshon Simon Lamed Dalit. I will keep it the end of the war b'shas. Larisa should leave with Lazat. Al karkach to achloimer should be flora. Keep it the car of Nemun. And Cain, Loimani, I do asisha. Ishain and Iman is Lahem. But the Rabbi Machabel Achilik. Sarchian.
What's the story? I'm sorry.
Well, he didn't say anything new.
Okay. Well, Misvar that a Karov is.
Well, the Karov is that one.
Okay. There's
that we run into a problem with Anisha.
As far as just that the Chiyuv Din or the reason for it?
No, he's saying. But the Chiyuv says is a Svara. But the Chiyuv says is a Svara because he's a Karov. But a Karov is Lemon by a guy. Yeah. It's very logical to say he's Chayav Aydos Hazel. You don't need a Pasuk. You don't need a Pasuk. But the problem is that the chinuch is not machalik between a man and a woman. And the chayr, if the chinuch's reason would be my svara that I said, so then there should be a clear chilek between a man and a woman, and the chinuch should have spoken it out. So, not clear. Sorry. One more paragraph, till Vav, Yud Zion, right? About a cot. He's talking about a guy now. He's getting into the guy. Maybe I'll look over the svarim tomorrow. Vayin Rambam, this one I have on Benoyah. Vayin Rambam, Perek Yud, Mimelochim, Alochim Beis, Kotov Deinoy, Chechei, Shoyt, Vekot, Gab, Deinoyah, Gabke. Lekamu Pashu, Sachrei, Kusati, Vekot, Benoyah, and Edoim, Vekot, Yisrael. What does the Kot, Benoyah mean? Kot, Yisrael is on the Bar Mitzvah, on the 13th. Kot, Yisrael, Hadi, Ad, Yud, Gibbul, Shono, and Vavosh, Tei, Cyrus. Ktanu, Ad, Yud, Beishon, Mish, Tei, Cyrus. Chose, Walochim, Mish, Sinai, Kimavur Benida, Vayim Shev Shuvas Arach Klal Tez Vayim Prat Aleph Dubachal Shiurin. Vur Barama Perk Tez Mimaloch Maloch Yud Shiurin Yisrael Nemar Lola Ben Noach. So what's the when is the guy by Mitzvah, so to speak? Vuvavada Yaloch Lamoshe Vashina Lahayirak Yisrael. In Cain, near the Shir shall come Gabi Menoach, and it's only Bishon of Eloi Besiris, like Tolly Ben Das. Tolly talking intelligence, maturity, intelligence.
Does Rav say that that's a Chumra or a Kula?
It depends on the cotton, obviously.
Yeah?
It was 14.
Obviously.
Not only how do we know, then where, like, what the Sparky Sona? Like, in the world, Goyim, like, when they considered, when can they drive or drink or vote?
So the Goyim made up, that's nothing. We don't care. The Goyim made up 18, 16, what do we care?
No, we care only just in terms of what would be.
You have to shout up each one. Each one's going to be different. According to the Minchas Chinuch, this is a famous Minchas Chinuch, that a guy who doesn't have Aloch Lamoshim Yisena, who doesn't have Shiurim, so he becomes Bar Mitzvah based on his intelligence. I'm hearing the word maturity. I'm sure it means maturity also, not just intelligence.
This is where Howie got into the thing about where Shabbat is from, of course, because you're saying that Halachah Moshe Sinai is not Shaykh to the Goyim.
Yeah.
So where did they get Shabbat Mitzvah from? Not Halachah
Moshe Sinai. Not on Torah. It's in the Torah.
Yeah. Okay.
Imbrayan Sheish Bedaz Chayyab Baishim and Lafotr. Rechli Bezel Kamon Shom. Where's Shom? I don't know. Oh, in Achrimos. The Lachar Kasha Mesugi to say, Nazi, that's some of Bezim and Bez. Well, I'm not going to deal with it now, he says. The Haran Achonik Suva Esli Begillion, I marked it down. Okay. Okay, good. Maybe I'll have time tomorrow. I'll look up the Shvegin business. Okay, we'll stop here. Shalom.
Two and a half,
bro? Yeah. He's coming early, honestly. He's being very mean at the end of the trip. He's
still not going on the real trip.
No. He yells at me. I don't fight with him anymore. I don't say.
No, don't fight with him, but can't throw up right.